everybody. It's Ken Shamrock here. It's good to have you on. I want to talk about VBK, the actual start of VBK. I want to backtrack a little bit on the VBK and the thoughts. I know a lot of you have already heard it, but I want to talk a little bit about it and then kind of where we're at now with VBK. You know, when we first started doing this thing, you know, I told a lot of people about my love for the early days of the UFC and the no holds barred, the bare knuckle, how real it was, how pure it was. And I fell in love with that. And then all of a sudden things started changing, started putting gloves in, started putting rules in. And obviously we know those things have to happen, sanctioning and regulations to be able to protect us from ourselves. We understand that. Because athletes are always going to try to push the envelope. We're always going to try to get as pure as we can get, at least for the ones that have the mentality of being a real fighter. So understanding there had to be rules and regulations in place. But the problem of it was is that when they were putting these rules and these regulations into place, they were basically saying things that none of us understood at the time, but we have a better education of it now, about trying to make the fight safer or trying to protect the fighters. And as we have found out over the years, that's not all true. I mean, when you put a glove on somebody, you're protecting the fighter's hands, not necessarily the fighters that are getting hit. And I think we're all pretty, I think we can all stand back, look at that and go, okay, that makes sense. We want to protect the guy from not breaking his hand. Because usually the guys that are doing the punching, the guys are doing the winning. And so those are the marketing guys. Those are the ones you want to protect. So anyways, as time went on, they started putting 4-ounce gloves on, and then they started letting guys tape their hands under that 4-ounce glove. And even more so, I'm thinking, wow, that's like a rock. Now I like to punch a guy in the head 100 times and not hurt my hands, and now I can tape it. I can put a pad over the top of it, which is 4 ounces, and now I can punch you in the melon as hard as I want, as many times as I want, and not have to worry about where it's landed. So as that time went on, not that I didn't love it, because I love competing and I love being involved in it. I did very well at it, had a lot of success, but that thing was missing, that purity of that bare knuckle, that opening day, you know, when there was no holds barred. The reality of it, even the fans watching, millions of people on pay-per-view and the people that came to watch it live, they were all anticipating this bare knuckle. There's no gloves and no rules. And the anticipation of that was just unbelievable, even for the fighters. Nobody knew what to expect. And then when we saw it, it was like, dude, this is, well, some of us that are crazy, were like, dude, this is awesome. And then a lot of the other ones that were used to fighting with rules and regulations were all like, well, this is not what I signed up for. It was like, oh, yeah, it is. You just didn't realize it looked like this or it felt like this. But it is what we signed up for. And I enjoyed it. And again, like I said, over the time, we started trying to put regulations and rules in and make it safer. I understand all that. But all the things that were being said weren't true. For instance, protecting fighters by putting a glove on. And the reality is we were protecting the guys that were doing the punching. So as time went on, you know, especially as I got towards the end of my career, doing pro wrestling and MMA and having the success that I had, I always said to myself, you know, if I ever have the opportunity to be able to try to bring back that feeling that I had, that purity of bare knuckle, that I would try to do that. And that's when VBK came into play. That's when I really started thinking about, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm at a point in my life where I've got some time. I want to try to push this, because what I was seeing on the social media sites was incredible. I mean, I was looking at these backyard fights where dudes were going squaring up and someone would film it and they would fight each other and it was strictly a street fight. And they were getting millions of views. And I just thought, even these street brawls and stuff that people were putting on, they were outdoing the UFC with the views on social media. And I said, okay, now's the time. So I started looking into it, see that there was a couple other organizations going over here in the States, also overseas in England. And I said, you know what, from what I saw with those organizations, I thought, They're a little bit sloppy. It's a little bit like that street fight. And I felt like I want to try to do what the original UFC did, where, yeah, it was a brawl and yeah, it was kind of the street fight mentality. But once they kind of figured out what it was, they professionalized it. They put rules in, they regulated it. They turned it into something that you could put on pay-per-view or TV and people could watch. And I said to myself, that's what I want to do with Bare Knuckle. So I came up with Valor in the name because I really enjoyed the name and the military and what it stood for. And so I went with that and I thought to myself, how do we take something that is right now, people are still watching it, but how do we get it mainstream? How do we take these, keep them pure and go mainstream? And so with my Valor team, so the people that I had on board, Todd Middendorf being one of them, we tried to figure out how we could take boxing and turn it into Bare Knuckle. Like literally take what people are doing in boxing, but just take the gloves off. Because it felt like we already had enough understanding that it's not, these aren't the dangerous things. It's when you put tape on them, you put a glove on there, then it becomes dangerous. But when it's Bare Knuckle, you have to be a lot more consistent and a little bit more accurate with your strikes. And you got to have better aim. You have to be more accurate because if you miss, you break your hand. So as we started putting all these pieces together and thinking, okay, we got enough understanding about the safety of it. We got enough understanding about what boxing is and what bare knuckle is and how do we mend those two together. And so we came up with our first show. We set those rules in place. We had our first event. And again, I had a vision of what I wanted it to look like, you know, with the compression pants, you know, old school type, where no tape on the hands whatsoever, just on the wrist, nothing on the hands at all, so that you didn't mistake it for a glove or anything else. It's just pure bare knuckle, pure talent, God-given, what you've been given with, not some equipment that'll make you better. And we put this show on, and it was beyond. I mean, I had some expectations, but this was beyond my expectations. It literally, I mean, I came out of my seat a couple of times because I was like, this is fighting. I mean, like these punches and the things that they're doing here, they all make sense. It's like if you land a jab, it should count. Not like these days where you see guys in there that are 250-0 in boxing and they hit you with the jab and then they slip and move for 5 minutes and hit you with the right hand and a hook. And then slipping and moving and carrying and all this stuff, and they win. Bare knuckle, boy, hit you with a jab, you go down on the ground. So every punch counts. And so I was excited. I know our team was excited. And I felt like this was special. And even some of the fans that I talked to afterwards were just all so excited about this event. I had my ear, you know, to the social media, because I want to hear what the fans, I've always been that way. I want to hear what the fans were saying. And even Shab, on one of his shows, he's pretty rough on people. I think he was pretty excited about the fights also. So there was a lot of excitement there. So we went to do our second show. And, you know, with all the momentum that we had, we move into our second show. We go to put it on. And as we start, and again, this is just setup stuff, stuff that happens. You can't avoid it. But I think that the Valor team and myself, we had a standard of something that we wanted to put out. That we didn't want to sacrifice that. We all agreed on this moving when we had our first one, what we want to see and what our expectations were. So moving into the second one, it was no less. In fact, as we even were, you know, have a higher standard. So we were pushing ourselves, all of us pushing ourselves to be special, because we felt the fans deserved to see fights that were special. So as we started out doing this, we ran into all kinds of complications. It was something we just couldn't avoid. It was nobody's fault. It's just the way that we were at that time and position that we were in and position that some other people were in, that we were being forced into some situations that we didn't want to do. Like, for instance, putting a glove on, cutting the knuckles out. That's a joke. That's not bare knuckle. I don't care how anybody explains that. It's not bare knuckle. And then some of the other things with the fire chief on some of the seating and some of the things that were going on in there. You know, it just made it difficult for us to do what we needed to do in that amount of time. So we decided that, listen, if we can't put out something that we truly want to stand behind, then we won't do it, because we felt like we don't want to just throw a show on for the fans, because in the end, that's always going to come out wrong, because the fans are going to be disappointed, because they're not going to see what you had already promised them they were going to see. And so we stuck to our guns. We canceled the show. And yes, we did lose some money. So it wasn't like we did it and there were no sacrifices made. It was a decision that we made that really did hurt us. We did lose money on that. So, but we felt like setting a certain standard was more important than just putting a show on and then sacrificing that because we didn't want to lose a few bucks. So that's the reason why the VBK2 was stalled, because we felt like we had a standard and it wasn't where we wanted it. And not just me, but the whole team. It was all the decision we all were at. So when you have that many people on the same page, the decision is pretty easy. We don't do it. So we didn't do it. We set up for another opportunity. And then voila! Here we are. Yes, the pandemic. Yes, so... that's where we are with Valor BK. The pandemic set in. We kind of flipped the script a little bit. We thought like, okay, well, if we can't really focus and engage on the actual fight itself, how do we still engage with the fans? How do we still engage moving forward with VBK? And how, what we came up with was really just starting to work behind the scenes, working on our platforms, on social media sites, being able to send out contacts to the fans, being able to communicate with them while we're trying to wait for this to lift so we can start inviting fans to come watch these fights again. So we're working on a lot of packages behind the scenes, setting up our social media sites, coming up with some great little ideas that we're working on. I can't tell you at this point, because we're still working on them. We're still trying to perfect them. We've got some people that we're working with, some other companies that we think that will be an advantage for us moving forward and creating some great content. So I'm pretty excited about where we're at, where we stand. And I know you will be too, because as you know, and we've already proven it, that we will not sacrifice our standard and what we want to put out on tape or on TV because we don't want to lose a few bucks. That's not where we're at. That's not who we are. We want you to enjoy those fights as much as we do, and we want to put out the best quality of fights, not just throw something out there. So you'll get that every single time. That, I guarantee it, because of the team we have around us. We're not going to sacrifice that. So I hope that answers all your questions. I appreciate your time here, and I will be back. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you later.